Josef Abraham, one of the most popular of Czech stage and screen actors, has died at the age of 82. Abraham starred in a number of the best-loved movies in Czech cinema and was married for many decades to actress Libuše Franková, who also had a firm place in the nation's hearts. Ian Willoughby discussed Josef Abraham's career with arts journalist Veronika Bednářová.
I think his generation and the best players of his generation were fortunate to meet the second part of the 60s, where the movement of little theaters started to, you know, pop up in Czechoslovakia. And he was one of the founders of the drama club in Prague, and he spent long 17 seasons there between 1965 and 1982. And I think this constant teamwork and team effort, which turned those actors into unique sort of masters who were getting better and better every season, that's what made him really outstanding. I mean, one of his most famous roles was in the production OKC's Boarding House for Bachelors, which was on for decades, or even some serious roles like the character of Trofimov in the Chekhov Cherry Orchard is unforgettable for people who had a chance to see it, or the classic Gogol in the Inspector General. I mean, all those are, you know, roles deeply written in the history of Czech theatre.
But I guess for many people, he will be best known as a movie actor. That's how he reached people in their homes. He had a very long filmography, but what for you were some of his best films?
I think the theatre and film movement, or the Czech New Wave, Czechoslovakian New Wave movement, kind of, you know, were intervening in the 60s. So I love his very first movie called The Ceiling, Strop, which is coincidentally also the first student movie of Věra Chytilová, the excellent director of the Czech New Wave, and also his second movie, which is called Scream, Křik, directed by Jaromil Jireš. And for me, the turning point in his career is where he started to play comedies in movies, like, you know, in the couple of Smoljak and Svěrák, the Mareček Pass Me the Pen in 1976, and then, of course, Run, Waiter, Run in 1980, which I think those are the movies who made him, though, so wildly popular as comedies. I also find important one of his latest movies, which is The Leaving, directed by Václav Havel in 2011, which I know was also in part sort of important for him, that he was able to be part of it and play the leading role.
Josef Abraham was married for many decades to a very popular actress, Libuše Šafránková. Do you think that their relationship or their position as this kind of golden couple of Czech cinema also cemented his popularity, or both their popularities?
I think so. I think they were also helping each other very much professionally, not necessarily by analyzing each other's work, but sort of in theoretically, but just simply being there for each other, you know, watching the rehearsals, being able to share the new text and the new roles they were rehearsing and studying and learning. I mean, yeah, it's an irony that she died almost exactly a year ago, because in a way the couple was inseparable during their whole professional life.